Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Ben?
I am. Obviously, I'm doing wonderfully because my lifeblood has been restored. My soul has been restored by basically Real Housewives of New York, vintage edition, legacy edition, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. It's just so deeply satisfying to me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, just getting ready for the holidays, looking up cookie recipes, etc. We do talk about cookies recipes, a dead lady and another lady trying to ruin the dead lady's life with her cookie one-upping in our bonus episode this week. So go check that out if you like bonuses. Also, yeah. If you want this on video, that's part of Crappens on Demand on our Patreon. So go do it. Do it for yourself for Christmas.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Actually, technically, by the time you hear this, the bonus episode will have already been out. But if you hadn't listened to it yet, go check it out. So it's out no matter what. No matter when you listen to it, it's out. But so Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, wow. This Roni Legacy season has, to me, been wonderful. And it's not just because I've always loved the old school Roni cast. It's just so good. They have such easy, wonderful chemistry. I mean, even people like Kristen and Kelly, who are only on for a little bit on the show, they just come to life on this show. It's so good. But it's also very intense for us. Like, I took notes for hours and hours last night because basically every scene is a group scene. There's always like four or five people talking. And whenever there's like four or five people talking, it's just like writing. You have to write down so much on this show. And like every single thing is funny. It's just, it's intense. It took a lot out of me. How did it go for you?
This is Girls Trip. I got this massager thing that you put behind your neck, and it's like a shiatsu. Well, not shiatsu, because shiatsu is the punching massage, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't punch you, but it feels like two fists, like making circular motions. It's like some cheap thing I got on Amazon the other day, because I was actually getting it from my dad, and then it came, and I was like, I want this Christmas present for myself, so I gave it to myself instead. Sorry, Dad. Mm. Your back's still gonna suck. You guys, this is what I do now. When it's Girls Trip, I'm like, I'm on a trip. I made a frozen drink.
Wow.
Granted, mine was not alcoholic, but it was like bananas and pineapple and spinach, because you got to make it green. And I had that, and I had the massager going on, and I had my feet up, and I just felt relaxed. And I was like, just keep typing. Just let it flow, darling. You're on vacation. So that's my new way of doing Girls Trips recaps.
Wow.
It's worked for me.
What a great coping mechanism. Well, we're here. This is the second episode.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. This is the second episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, season 4, Roni Legacy. And it opens up on day 2 with Kelly Bensimone assembling swag bags in the dining room of this villa. And I started to laugh because the very first thing I think of is Scary Island, when Bethany brought giant swag bags to everyone, including Kelly. And when Kelly received hers, she lost her mind. And they go into it later in the episode. So I thought, like, well, isn't this rich? Isn't this rich that here she's doing the thing that she got so mad at Bethany for? But later on, we find out that in Kelly's mind, there is a distinction. And then I started to realize, oh, this is just passive aggression on her part. She's basically saying, no, this is how you do a swag bag. You fill it with stuff that you like, not stuff from your own brand. So Kelly has been waiting essentially 10 years to make these passive aggressive swag bags, and now her moment has arrived.
It's also not a reason to freak out, because I think one of the reasons you freak out at Bethany's is just the clip art. I mean, those bags were so bad and so poorly done. The fact that Bethany became so huge and so rich off of Skinny Girl, you would never know it from looking at those original clip art bags. And that really is just something to remind us all to keep following your dreams, mm-hmm. because they work out. You know,
yeah.
Eventually someone else will find some clip art that's slightly better, because the Skinny Girl current clip art is still not great, I have to say. Yeah. It is still very like original Mac flavored. What did we used to use on that? McPaint or whatever. It's still very McPaint clip art, but you know, it's, you know, worth a zillion trillion dollars.
Yeah.
So,
There's all this stuff.
Keep dreaming.
And Kristen comes out. She's like, oh, have you ever seen so much swag in your life? I'm sorry. This is like a full shopping boutique of the breakfast table. I think I saw toothpaste. Is this a hint? And Kelly is like, yeah, well, when I got to the airport, there were like, the limit's like 97 pounds. And I'm like, oh my gosh, everything is so heavy. I was like at 98. So I was sort of like, I was up here and the scale was down here. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Are you going to ship this all the way back to our houses? Like, how are we supposed to get this back? You're going to ship it back, right?
And Kelly just gets this, like, I'm going to kill this woman.
I'm going to kill her.
Look on her face.
This fan should be so lucky to be receiving a bag from me right now. How could you even make fun of it?
So then elsewhere in the house, Dorinda and Lou are making small talk about their sleep. You know, how was your sleep? Oh, mine was great. You know, counting scales. How was yours?
Hey, you know what? I was counting peacocks in my sleep. Basically, they come over to my place in the Berkshires, and there's one, and after another drink, there's two, and then by the end of the night, there's about 20. By the end of the night, one of them's accusing Brandy of sexually assaulting it.
Actually, that happened. That wasn't a peacock. That was a butler.
Yeah. All right, now.
And then Ramona's talking to Sonia, and she's like, so, Sonia, how's your sty going? Do you need to soak it? Of course, Sonia would get an ailment that, like, is the most Ramona-sounding ailment of all time. Sty. It's like an ailment that, like, accentuates Ramona's accent more than any other ailment. How is your sty going? Okay, do you have a bad sty? And Sonia's like, can you Google it? Can you tell me how I fix it? She goes, okay, I'm looking it up. It says use warm tea bags. I got a warm tea bag. I can warm. You know what's funny? You know what's so funny about tea bags? Is tea bags, you can also put them on your skin to look younger. A tip that my daughter Avery apparently never learned. Okay, because she looks old and I look young.
Teabag, and I hardly know him.
And then we cut to Cyril, the house manager, coming. And the man's like, oh, hello. Whoa, hello.
Who are you?
He's like, Cyril. She's like, Cyril. Cyril. Cyril, man.
I don't really care what his name is. I want him inside of me, all right?
I want Cyril the way I want cereal, with a spoon and inside me. Listen, I'm single and I want to have some fun with the girls, but I also want to have some extracurriculars. Sexy time is good for the soul. That's why I have a song that's called Sexy Time is Good for the Soul. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Sexy time is good for the line. So,
you know, if there's a man, she's gonna find him like a spider web.
Dorinda does a very visceral impersonation of a spider eating something. She's like, I was like, whoa, Dorinda.
So then back to Ramona and Sonia. Ramon's like, whoa, you know what? You know what it says here? Do not, and I mean do not, pop icon your sty, okay? Don't do it.
But I was just about to pop icon it.
Martin, do you have a hot tea bag, Martin?
Oh, don't forget to unzip first. I don't want to taste your khakis.
And berries. She wants berries too. Okay, you know, okay. Martin, we need more berries than this, okay? We need a lot of berries. And he's like, okay, bien sûr, but here's your itinerary for the day. Fine, let me look at it. Oh my God, look at how pretty this itinerary is. Well, you know what? We need you back in New York, okay? Because I need to have you in the Hamptons, and you can print out pretty itineraries. We need you in Southampton to print out things, okay? I'm going to put you in my suitcase, okay?
Well, you know I'm foldable and can fit into your luggage. Jean French laugh, French laugh.
And Luann's like, bet you are. I'll bet you can fold into.
Well, you know what? Get out of our scene, slut. I'm casually mentioning my health in my house in Southampton, okay? I'm in this thing, Luann.
Listen, I'll take one Martine, one Cyril, fold them up, put them in my bag, and put the bag in my vag. Let's do it, boys.
So then Martine's like, okay, so today let's talk about...
there's oysters. Look, there's oysters. Can't believe there's going to be oysters. You know what? I'm famous for eating my oysters on the TV. Very famously.
And they have like a little itinerary on screen, like a pad that's going to fill up with all the bullet points of what they're doing today. And Ramona interrupts to say, oh my God, oysters. They just flash, oh my God, oysters on the itinerary. He's like, I'm not there yet.
And Sonia's like, oh, just let him finish, Ramona. I haven't climaxed yet. Go ahead.
So after the beach activities, then Luann is preparing dinner with the chef. And there's going to be caviar. Caviar. I can't wait for the caviar, okay?
Is that a tea bag that you brought? So then Luann's like, okay, well, I'm going to make eggs à la Française. And she's like moving everybody out of the way in the kitchen.
Excuse me, eggs à la Française time, all right? Bunch of French idiots.
Yeah.
Show you how it's done.
So, they're all just like watching. And she's like, here, try this. Here. Do you like putting things in your mouth? Because I sure like them in mine. Okay, try this out, Martine. And you too, Jean-Baptiste. What do you think? They're like, yeah, it's very good. Yeah, these are the best eggs I've had in my entire life. Ha ha ha. Yes, of course they are, because they're eggs à la Française. Eggs à la Française are ready, everyone. Who wants eggs à la Française?
If I can impress a chef, pat myself on the shoulder. I really can make eggs à la Française. Cadeaux to me. That's a callback. Cadeaux.
So then Luann is gathering everyone for her eggs à la Française. And so they're like, they're coming. She's like, eggs à la Française, everyone. Eggs à la Française. And then she's bringing her eggs à la Française out, but Kelly's stuff is all over the table. So Luann is furious because this is her eggs à la Française scene.
Yes.
She's like, what is all this
We can't
stuff?
Do this right now. What is this? There's no room on the table. What is Santa in town? I would know because he always stops by to fuck me. This isn't Santa. Where am I supposed to put my eggs à la Française? Come on, girls.
And Sunny's like, oh my God, someone needs to tell her the eggs à la Française is just scrambled eggs. Okay.
She just loves saying eggs à la Française, eggs à la Française.
Scrambled eggs, Luann.
And it cuts her going, eggs à la Française. And then someone goes, I mean, my mom makes the same ones, and she's never been to France. So,
All right, everybody, listen. Kelly made us a gift, and so I made us something for Kelly. I made her eggs, but I made it into a little happy face. Because we're going to be happy face, right? I've never watched Scary Island, but here's what I want from you. Happy face, not crazy face. All right.
Yeah, she literally arranged all the accoutrements around the eggs to make a smiley face. And Kelly's like, oh my God, you're so cute. Look at you. You're so cute. Have you ever been to a Rangers game? Would you like to go to one? I have a ticket for you right here. Thank you so much. So
I just want her to feel secure, just like I do with Hannah. You're going to be good. You're going to be great. You're going to be secure, girl. Wait a minute. Is that egg face looking at me? Why are you looking at me like that, egg face? You want a piece of me, you motherfucking egg Frances motherfucker? Come on, you better back it up, egg.
Let me tell you something about yourself, okay? Your face is scrambled. Your brain is scrambled. Your eyes are scrambled. I don't gotta listen to you, because this right here is not scrambled. This is the whole egg right here. So you better back it up, scrambled eggs.
We got presents like it's Christmas.
We're not opening presents right now. And Kelly's like, why not? She's, this is not brand sales. All right, for the housewives to sell their shit. Let's have breakfast. It's eggs a la Frances, TM for my TM egg, book eggs with the Countess a la Frances trademark. Coming soon, please, no branding. Please.
Listen, the people are tuning in to watch me make eggs a la Frances. It's a fan favorite. I know this for when I go on my cabaret tour. They always ask about eggs a la Frances. So come on. Get this shit off the table, two-season wonder. It's time for eggs a la Frances.
Well, maybe she just gets a kickback or something. I do with OnlyFans, and the only kickback I get is when I literally kick my leg back and wink at the webcam with my moneymaker. Wanna see?
Sonia, it's not about your OnlyFans. Put your heels down.
But it is about only eggs. So come on, everyone, gather around. You know, Kelly is very sweet, and but I do think there's a calculated part about Kelly. It's not by chance that she put together all these bags with all these products, not thinking, hey, maybe I can get them promoted on The Housewives, unlike my Eggs a la Frances TM aprons available now at Crate and Box. Not related to Crate and Barrel, just a different brand, unfortunately. That's the only one I can get it into, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean, actually, it's just Sonia's apartment. Who are we kidding?
Selling aprons at her apartment. It's very sad. She uses them to tape up against the window.
Crate and Box. Crate, Box, and Brown Eyes. A new store coming to a strip mall near you.
You can find it at CB3.
Wait, Luann is like the opposite of Oprah. Like, you don't get a gift. You don't get a gift. Look under your seat. Look at all the minivans you don't get.
So she's like, guys, if I was selling my brand, I wouldn't be doing it right on this trip. I mean, I brought this for you guys because I care about you guys. Hope you're watching, Bethany. Huh? So Luann's like, listen, I love you guys, but you know what I'm saying. You get me. You know what I'm saying. And Kelly goes, no. Ramona's like, what? Wow. These eggs are phenomenal, Luann. Great work. Wow.
All right, everybody, listen to the story, And Sonia, you gotta let me tell it, Sonia, all right? Okay, so a few weeks ago, Sonia called me. Boom! Sonia, stop shooting spoons out of your vagina.
Sorry, I'm doing it, cameo on OnlyFans.
All right. So a few weeks ago, I get this call from Sonia. She's like, listen, can I come stay in your apartment? Because I'm renting my place out for June. Well, I got to rent it. So I'm like, sure. So, you know, about 8 days later, I knock on the door and this woman answers and she says, hello? Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Yeah, and so I'm like, hello, I need to run into my room to change. She goes, no, Miss Morgan is sleeping in my bedroom. Can you believe it?
I had to sleep on the couch. I slept on the couch.
And Sonia goes, with Marley.
Marley was my
pillow.
You not
only made her sleep on the couch, you made her sleep on the couch with your dog.
But you know what, though? She left it spick and span afterwards. She actually collected the dust and said she was going to try to sell it on eBay. So Dorinda's like, you know, I have to admire you for it. No discomfort. So anyway, I just want to put Sonia on blast and pretend it was a funny story. Okay, everyone?
So now they're getting ready to go to the beach and they're complaining about the stairs, you know? And Luann's like, I mean, I'm in shape. I don't know why. Why I'm out of breath. There's like a Benson and Hedges logo in the fog coming out of your mouth right now, ma'am. Okay? I don't even think they sell those anymore. Yeah. We know why you're out of breath.
Yeah, you can hear Luann coming up the stairs because it literally sounds like some sort of heavy machinery that has not been oiled recently.
It's like a train coming to a very, very slow stop.
It's what I imagine it sounds like when those big things make tunnels for new subway systems.
Mm-hmm. So Sonia and Ramona are in their room just wasting time. And Sonia's like, Ramona, what are you doing? She's, you know, Sonia's like, you know, gluing coasters to her eyes, just fucking loopy. And Ramona's like, you know what? I'm calling my insurance right now. I'm calling the president, okay? Because I need to have the number of the corporate headquarters where the president is.
She's like, I think she's actually called probably like a local branch. Like, excuse me. Hello. This is Ramona Singer from television. I need your corporate headquarters. Okay. So she's literally trying to go all the way to the top of whatever.
I'm calling the insurance that has the most in common with me. progressive, okay? I need coverage on I Love Minorities, okay? That's it. If anybody says that I don't, I get $1 million, okay? Just saying.
Hello, is this Jake? Jake from State Farm. So glad I caught you. I burned my hand from ostrich feathers, okay? And I have a claim, and I want you to fix it for me, okay? Can you help me out, please?
Mm-hmm. So Luann starts yelling at them because they're not down there. And she's like, girls, how dare you? You have the girls just standing down here waiting for you. You're not even ready. I've had it. I will not put up with this. This is ridiculous. Luann, who made people wait like 3 hours to her for her cabaret show. And
yes.
Like, Luann, you are right. In no place, ma'am. And that was a very old example, but I'm sure the examples are numerous and recent.
Well, and like the rest of the episode, she's late to everything. She's like, girls, this is not what it's going to be all week long. Okay, first, there's no space for my small pot of eggs a la Francaise on the table. And now you're going to be late to the thing that's not time sensitive. Let me tell you right now, you're not going to make me wait all week. Okay, you're not going to make me pay a lot for this muffler either. And it's just fucking rude. It's disrespectful, Ramona. And you're not going to do this the whole trip. You will not. And I was like, you know what? I won't. You know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. I just happened to be speaking with a very important person. I was speaking to the Geico Gecko. I'm sorry. I got him on the phone and I needed to talk to him about my ostrich accident. Okay. But you know what? Your beach is more important. And I apologize, Luann. I'm so sorry.
So, you know what, you little lizard? I'm sorry for even making a gender out of you. Okay. You know what? I'm going to start calling him All of Us Co, okay? Or We Co. It's what I'm supposed to say now, right? I'm not supposed to say guy. I'm not supposed to say girl. Now I'm just going to say we/us, okay? That's it.
You know what? I'm sorry, Luann. You know what? I'm not even going to fight with you. I'm just going to go with the flow. Specifically, flow from Progressive, okay? Because she's on the phone and she's going to help me with my injury, okay? I'm sorry, but that's just what it is.
Talk about someone who's never been fired before. That woman's had a job for like 30 years. You better not call me fired. Hey, Flo, guess what, bitch? Okay? You're on a commercial. I'm on a national television show. All right? So go fuck yourself, Flo. I don't want to fucking hear about it anymore. All right?
Hey, Flo.
You know what your name? You know what your name is? What I'm going to knock you on to the minute I see your fucking face in person. The Flo. All right, bitch?
Well, freaking frack over here. It's not my fault, Sonia. She's the one who's not ready. She's the one still trying to teabag her face, okay? You know what? I don't know what it's just why she's even banging my door. Like, this is just, we're going to the beach. Like, what's the big rush, Luann?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
It's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Ramona's like, calm down, Luann. Take a Xanax. You remember that part? Let's show it again, okay? It's only episode 2 and we've showed this part 97 times. Go ahead, editors. It's like, take a Xanax.
But she can't even redo her line properly. She goes, calm down, take a Xanax. I'm like, okay. So now they're going to take little golf carts. This is a thing that I guess just has to happen on any vacation now. They have to be put in little cars that they're uncomfortable with. They're going to take golf carts.
Excuse me, it's called a moke.
A moke?
I mean, for crying out loud.
Wait, is it really
called a moke? Can I rent a moke for people without Ben trashing my reputation and accusing me of renting a golf cart?
And I'm sorry. You're right. And I apologize. You're right. So Dorinda is going to drive one car and Kristen's like, I feel like Lou is like a good driver. So we get in her car. And Sonny goes,
do you think Lou's a good driver? The lady who slipped out of her handcuffs and beat up a cop and was thrown into the county jail, fall down drunk. The lady who fell into the bushes. This is the lady we think is a good driver. Have you seen her hula hoop? We know how her balance is.
Yeah. Sonny goes, a good driver. Nah. And then we see a montage of Luann being a bad driver, including on Crappy Lake when she backed into like a stop sign and knocked it over. So then Kelly, meanwhile, I guess Kelly is in charge of driving one car, which is also seems scary. And she doesn't know how to turn it on. She's like, how do you even turn this on? So I was like, push start. She's like, where? She's like, I don't know. I've got to do a cameo. It's expiring in 24 hours.
So this is where they all start doing the cameos, right? So Sonny goes, I have to do this cameo because people are counting on me to cheer them up. Aw, you're basically a nurse. You're basically a doctor.
American hero.
Wow. You're like a fireman. This is like a service job Sonya's doing. So it's like a very, very important job.
I know. So Luann's...
give her the nuclear codes.
Luann's motoring along and she, of course, is using it as a way to, you know, the humble brag about where she lives. Well, you know, in the Hamptons, which is where I live, you know, parking's a huge problem, especially in the village of Sag Harbor, which is specifically where I live. Wow, it's like I take Vespas everywhere because there's so much parking. Such a popular and exclusive place where I live. Do you know what I'm saying, girls?
Oh, God, I love Vespas. I'm just so young and hip.
By the way, this is not the part where they all do dueling cameos. I'm humiliated with myself, and you should be humiliated of me.
You know what? You know what? Though you're human, and that's what happens, and we still love you all the same. Okay. So, so they're basically Kelly's still struggling. Ramona's like, okay, you know what? Someone show her how to fix this, okay? Because I don't want to have an accident, okay? Can we get a servant over here to show her how to use the car? I don't know what to do. We have to have an emergency brake. Do you know how to use the brake? Can we call Avery? Should I FaceTime Avery? Okay, let me go FaceTime her. Her number, I saved her contact in here, is little daughter who looks like little old lady, okay? Okay, hold on. Let me get Avery on the phone here, okay? But then someone comes over and helps them.
Yeah, and Sonny's like, I knew that was the emergency brake the whole time. And she's telling her phone. She's like, I didn't even want to get in the car with Luann. You see, people didn't even know where the emergency brake was. This is what my insides look like. It's like, oh my God, Sonia, Jesus.
Everyone who ordered a cameo from Sonia during this week really hit gold. Because every cameo, she just kept on turning the phone around to show what was going on with the production. I'm so jealous that I didn't book a cameo from her at this time.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised we haven't seen a million of these as leaks to whatever news has been out about this show. Well, there's probably not much news about this show. I'm doing that whistle lisp thing again. It's making me fucking crazy. I sound like I got new teeth without the pleasure of having gotten new teeth.
Aww,
what
the hell? Sorry. So they make it.
Okay, so they arrive at Shell of a Person Beach, and Dorinda's like, yeah, this is very beautiful. I'm Dorinda. And a guy named Maxim is like, I'm Maxim, the beach escort.
Oh, do you take Venmo? You can escort me any day. Escort me or sit where? Just unzip your pants, Maxim.
Whoa, can we get some subtlety back here, Luann? Cheese.
And Sonia's like, what's your name? Maxim, I'm Sonia. I just got here fresh from New York. Oh my God, my hat just blew away. Thanks for getting it, Maxim. What would I do without you? Here are my legs. So,
Wow, I don't know what your position is here, Maxim. Not sexual-wise. What? Oh my God, I almost fell, Maxim. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
You know, when it comes to men,
the great thing about Sonia is she has all those diamonds are a girl's best friend kind of moves. You know, like, oh my God, I just fell over and my left nipple fell out. Hey. So Sonia's like, yeah, I'm a little clumsy, but if I see a French guy, do I lay it on thick? I mean, wouldn't you?
So now they go frolicking in the water, and then they start talking about dinner, and Luann tries to start with Ramona, being like, what, are you going to be on time? She's like, sure. You know what? My friend Greg wants to come over with some of his friends. What time should I say to come over for dinner? And Kelly's like, oh, God, here we go. And she goes, yeah. You know what? I reached out to my friend Greg. He runs the Petit Plague, okay? You know, it's like a regular plague, but it's very small. That's what petite means, okay? So it's not like a scary plague. It's like a non-scary plague. So I called them.
And so I said, listen, Luann and Sonia are desperate for men, so send over whoever and whatever you have. And, you know, I could use some eye candy myself.
So now they go to the lunch table, and Ramona immediately walks to the table. She's like, you know what? I really don't like pottery. And she just moves it to the next table.
I thought she said no smoking. She moved an ashtray away. So,
oh, is that what it was? It looked like a big pot.
Both are viable. I didn't know what
it was. I just thought it was so Ramona to be like, no, I don't want that on my table.
It's very viable that Ramona would be anti-pottery. You know what? I just don't like pottery, okay? I'm sorry. I don't believe in wizards. So then the waiter comes over, and Sonia's like, oh, my God, they're just getting younger and younger. Whoa, how old are you, okay? He's like, 18. 18? Wow, I can't believe. Oh, I mean, are you 18? And he goes, no, I'm 23. She goes, whoa, it's so strange and refreshing to see a young person who actually looks younger than they are, unlike my daughter, who looks about 40 years older than she is. Isn't that crazy, girls?
Mm-hmm. So now they are talking about food, like who's having lobster or whatever. And Kelly is doing her makeup in an upside down phone, which is just, I know that your phone doesn't necessarily have to be right side up to be doing your makeup, but it's just funny watching Kelly do anything, really. Does it give you a better shot if it's from below? Is that a trick that people actually use?
There actually, yes, there was a thing going around. I don't know if it's still current with the current model, but there was a thing where it was like a hack. Like you should always take photos with your phone upside down instead of right side up. Like that was like a thing that went around a few years ago. So Luann.
Oh, that's from people who, that's so weird. I look hideous like this. Oh, gross. Never again. Oh, God, I'm hot again. Hi, darling. Phone right side up. There's your tip for me. You want to look like this, not like this.
You may have to write a sternly written letter to BuzzFeed. So Luann is like, she's ordering food, and they're talking about lobster. And Sonia's like, I did hear that Kristen says she likes lobster. And she's like, oh, no. I'm sorry. Sonia goes, I did hear that Kirsten likes lobster. And she goes, it's Kristen, and no, I don't like lobster. Huh? And Ramona's like, it's...
Wow, so you got her name wrong and her food wrong, huh? Kristen's like, oh, my God, like, you don't know me either, Sonia? I mean, are you kidding me right now? Like, what, am I on the wrong show?
I think it's very kind that we're going to order lobster for the waitress. So Luann's like, she orders a million things. They're all sweating, by the way. This must be like a billion degrees in this island because they're not even moving and they're all sweating there. And Luann's ordering, well, we're going to have a salad and let's get some sashimi and let's get some the grilled oysters. And we'll also have, can we get that tartare? If you have any shoes, can we just have some shoes? Our feet are a little sore. We'll have some shoes. Maybe do you have some goldfish? Can you just go to the store and get some goldfish? Just a little something to munch on. And Kristen's like, oh my God, are we like still ordering, guys? You guys are like crazy old ladies.
Okay, everyone, I want to bring up a game we can all play. Let's talk about what, how do they call it? The elephant in the room. I mean, kids, am I right? New sayings. Okay, so for me, first of all, I know Kelly forever. I'm like, oh, God, she's going to come in on Scary Island again? Girl, you just tried to do this. So she's like, okay, well, before we filmed Scary Island, it was called Scary Island because it was scary. So where did that come from? Kelly? And Kelly's like, me? I named it. Well, I named it Scary Island. And we see the clip of her being like, I'm stuck on Scary Island with terrible clip art.
So, okay, so what the fuck happened? Like, you know, I mean, I love Bethany. Like, we're good friends. And Luann goes, really? She's your good friend? Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk more than you and me on the phone. So this, whatever Sonia was going to say about Scary Island immediately gets halted because
saying the B word with this cast is going to get a reaction. So Luann's like, oh, really? You just sunk yourself, bitch. I cannot believe you just said that. You talked to Bethany more than me. I mean, I'm a cabaret star.
She goes, but I don't go visit her.
She goes, yeah, because she never calls you. Get back to reality, ding dong. That son is like, well, I don't have to talk to you to be with you.
Like, what are you, a ghost?
Yes, you do.
I call bullshit. You know what? You have more communication with Bethany than you do with Luann, and that's hurtful. You just said that. That's so hurtful. I love it. I love to say that as hurtful. Someone goes, I mean, how do you think that makes me feel? You talking to the Wicked Witch of the West more than me, a brilliant artist? She goes, well, you know what? You know, cut. Okay. All right. I will explain. And Kristen's like, Sonia, what's hurtful is like, especially after that conversation yesterday where you said you don't even text anyone, but apparently you text Bethany.
And Ramona goes, yeah, you know what? Just text us back.
Yeah, we just miss you, Sonia, okay?
She goes, but you guys are my friends. I don't have to answer to you. And, you know, look, like, what are you guys saying? I'm not your friend. So now she's sobbing. And this is not like a fake cry to get out of it. Sonia's a mess. And these people know that she's a mess. And she's going through a really rough time at all times, really, since we started seeing Sonia on the show. It's really been one slow descent for Sonia ever since she's been on this show. And you can't give Sonia shit. She's very fragile, which is kind of funny because she's trying to make Kelly more fragile. She's like trying to fuck with people at this lunch, but then she's too fragile, so she starts sobbing.
Yeah, well, the thing is that like Sonia just says things, I think, because they sound funny or they just sound right or sound like whatever. And so when they actually call her on it and like they cause the lie to unravel very, very quickly, then she loses it. So she's like, I mean, if you don't understand, I'm a friend. And if you don't understand, I'm a friend. Like, okay, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. We all know you're cock-a-doodle-doo. And Dorinda's like, you know, it's not that important. It's not that important. Don't worry about it. She's like, you know, I choose my private time with you. And you know that my vacations and my private time. I mean, do you see me out on Instagram doing things with people? Do you see that at all? They're like, okay. Okay, settle down.
And Sonia's like, well, I'm not with other people. And then she tells us, like, it's not that I don't love to be with them, but what they don't understand is like, I have to work or like find a place to live. These girls are all jet setting all over the place. And I'm bouncing from couch to couch, you know? And it's so sad, yeah. You know, because they're like, why don't you come to lunch, Sonia? And she's like, I can't afford lunch. Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me? So Dorinda's like, Sonia, let's move on. I don't want to do this, Sonia. I don't want to hurt you. Listen, from one not as poor to currently poor, okay? I don't want to discuss this right now. Let's just move on.
Yeah, you know what, Soniorita? You know, you set me off. You said something about how less important I am, and it hurt me. It really hurt me. So what I'm trying to say is this is all your fault, bitch. So then Dorinda...
Yeah, you know what? Luann's feelings were like everybody else's ears around Luann. They were very hurt, okay?
You know, if I send a text to Sonia on a Monday, I don't hear from her for 2 weeks, and then she may eventually call back. You know, for a lot of girls, it's a slap in the face. But we're rooting for Sonia and having her back for a long time. A really long, long, a long time we've been waiting for her to rebound.
Okay, can we go back to one of my favorite episodes of all time, Scary Island? Go ahead, Sonia, I can't wait to talk about it.
Let's move on. There's a lot to unpack here. So, Kelly is like, well, you know, she came...
Well, Sonia's basically like, listen, I just want to know what triggered you, Kelly, because... You were fine, and ever since I've seen you off of the show, you've been fine. But something triggered you that day, and you triggered Bethany because Bethany came for you. So what actually happened at Scary Island? The one question everybody has for Kelly Bensimone. And then we get a clip of Bethany being like, you are the most unintelligent human being I've ever had the pleasure of being around.
Right. And Kelly's like, well, she went after me so she could say she was the victim of a craziness that I have. But anyone that knows me, I'm like... So normal. I'm like so normal.
Yeah, everyone knows I'm normal. Everyone. Like ask anyone and they'll be like, she's normal. And so we get a clip of the rattle sound, which I love that. And then Kelly, the clip of Kelly being like, I've had nightmares for the past week about her stabbing me. Like, hurry, 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 hurry. I'm like, ah, 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 ah. And then she's like, ah, 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 ah. And I'm like, ah, 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 ah. Very normal.
Yeah. Cool. What people also have to remember, by the way, is that like Bethany at this time in season two, Kelly basically dismissed Bethany and was, she literally had that scene where she said, I'm up here, you're down here. She was like, you're a tryhard. I have like rich and wealthy friends and you're like, who are you? And Bethany, like, that totally hit all of Bethany's nerves and triggers. And Bethany hated Kelly after that. And then in season three, when they went to Scary Island, you know, Bethany was just waiting for a chance to just go at Kelly. And that's what Scary Island was. And Bethany went at her. Bethany destroyed her.
I did not see it that way at all. Kelly was coming for Bethany.
She was.
Right out the gate.
I guess.
So Kelly wasn't coming for Kelly. Kelly wasn't coming for Bethany, as I remember. She was just standing up for herself against Kelly. I mean,
Kelly was coming for her about the cook and the chef thing, too. But I think that Bethany was like...
Oh, and the sobbing over the bag and the everything. And the other girls, because remember, it was Luann and Jill. They didn't go on the trip, but they were talking to Kelly on the phone the whole time. Like, oh, what did that bitch do? What did Bethany do to you? Right. It's like, you guys, you know, she's just like coming for me all the time. Like, oh, tell us more.
Right. But I'm trying to remember what the... No, Kelly was coming for. I'm just saying that there was like a huge amount of animosity between the two of them. That was like leading up to it, you know? So,
But also something we're missing in all of this discussion about Scary Island is Kelly's Looney Tunes. And she is also not very smart. Like, she just never really seems to really get what anybody else is saying to her. And,
she's also obnoxious.
I'm wondering if Sonia is asking about drugs. And I wish that somebody would just come out and ask, because in that episode, Sonia went to her room and Sonia said, you know what? Your room smells like cat pee. What is that? And that's like a very methy smell. That was always what people speculated after that, is that that's what meth smells like. Mm. Now, is that true? I don't know. But that was always kind of one of the gossipy things about this, was Kelly on drugs? And I think that's why Sonia keeps saying, listen, I've seen you a million times and you've never been like that. What was it about that specific day? And Kelly's just like, jealousy. Everybody's jealous of me. Everybody wants to be me.
She's like, blame them. I was well known before, and she was just going to take down the socialite. So then, and then they just keep on intermingling super famous clips of Kelly's meltdown. And Sonia's like, yeah, I just don't understand. You're always so normal. And I was like, well, she's not crazy. They made her crazy. So Ramona then pulls Sonia to the side. He's like, listen, Sonia, she had a meltdown. And I think out of respect to her, I think we should just drop the subject. Okay? Which I kind of like when they do this. They're like, listen, we are... The four of us, you, me, Luann, and Dorinda, we know how to tear each other down, and we just come back from it because we are used to this. But Kristen and Kelly, they can't do this. They can't do what we do to each other. So just pull back.
I took it more as like Ramona. First of all, they don't even get up. She goes, I'm going to pull Sonia aside. Sonia, stand up. Okay, walk two steps right there. Sonia. We shouldn't talk about crazy pants in front of crazy pants. Also, I think she's like, Sonia, you were supposed to yell at Susan over there about her husband cheating on her on the internet. Okay? Why are we talking about this other girl again?
You know what? I've seen Kelly 1,000 times since then. I never even once heard about her being crazy. You know, I haven't watched Scary Island yet, but I always try to go into all situations with an open mind. And I think that Kelly's quirky. You know, what's wrong?
Dorinda is so full of shit. I don't believe for 2 seconds that Dorinda has not watched every single episode of this show twice.
I believe
she totally 100% has. You do?
Yeah.
I don't at all. Because Dorinda's always looking for like the, I'm going to get you. I think Dorinda's ready. I think she's coming into this like, what? I don't know anything as crazy about Kelly. So she can turn around and be like, oh yeah, well now I looked at it and you're crazy.
I don't think that I feel like Dorinda, when she's off the clock, she's watching Law and Order. I really do. So,
well, this is before she was on the show. So all her friends were on this show. She had a lot of friends who were already on the show. So I just don't believe, like, we see Dorinda in early seasons being in the background at parties and stuff. I just don't believe that she didn't watch the whole show before she came on the show. That's just, I just don't believe any Real Housewife that says that.
Commercials. Here comes one right now. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's too good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dorinda says to the group, hey, everyone, guess what? When I see Kelly out, she's always very confident. She's in control. She doesn't even care that there's five cabs behind her in the middle of Fifth Avenue honking at her, telling her to jog on the sidewalk. She doesn't care. And then she said to me, I'm actually not very confident. Can you believe that? And Ramona goes, you know what? Ladies, I have a secret that has nothing to do with Kelly. As insecure as we are as women, men are even more insecure. So just so you know, it's a fact, okay? That's a fact. Men are insecure. Women are less insecure, okay?
Ramona, even on a season where she's like, I'm going to come on and have the best behavior ever, and everyone's going to forget that I'm canceled. She comes on. She's like, you know what, everybody? I just want this table of women to remember the real victims here are men, okay?
And Len goes, men. Is this a secret? And she's like, okay, well, Ramona, who are you dating? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you don't have a boyfriend? Do you have a vibrator? What's going on over there? So, you know what? I have whatever I want. I'm going to be a coquette about it, okay?
So they hint that she's hinting that she has a boyfriend. So they all start cheering for her. Like, oh my God, Ramona. Wow. Well, I just want to say, only because I can't really say, who would date Ramona? So instead, I'll just say, congrats. Congrats, Ramona.
You know what? It's a very special romance, and I want to protect it. I don't want to mar it, okay? I like to keep a log of everything that we do and everywhere we go. So I don't want to mar it. I keep a log of where we go. Mar-a-lago, okay? I'm very protective about it, okay? Because you know what? When you're in the public eye, things can be destroyed and distorted. And I don't want to do that to so-and-so junior, okay?
But you know what? I will say the Russia's never been on our side, and here's paperwork to prove it. Okay, pass it around the table.
All I have to say is when my anonymous boyfriend dragged me into a closet and pushed me up against a stack of military secrets and kissed me, I had never felt more in love in that moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ramona has a boyfriend. So now they're going to dance around and, you know, because they're at lunch. Who doesn't want to dance? So they get up and start dancing and stuff.
This season when they're like, well, scene's over, might as well dance. They did it literally three times.
So they go back to the hotel and Sonya's like, let's get naked, girls. Let's swim. It's day two. And they're like, oh, God, Sonya, Jesus. She's like, I'm going to get naked and swim in the pool. And then she does. And she starts flopping all over the swan and like spreading, you know, like her legs are flopping open. And Luann goes, well, I guess it's hunting season.
Also, one of my favorite visuals was when they came back to this villa from lunch. And I guess, I don't know if they would walk up those steps to get into the villa or what. I don't know. But Luann looked destroyed. Like, her hair was just, like, in her face. She looked like the girl from The Ring climbing out of the well. She's like, oh, Martine, I need a towel. I was like, well, I don't know. This humidity is not doing well for Luann.
Also, they're never going to... This is another thing that I think now is just in the formula. They are never going to rent them a house that's level. They're always going to have to walk up five flights of stairs to get to the house. Because that was the last girls' trip, too, remember?
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay, girls, here we go up that hill again. The hill in Thailand in the summer. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they had to go up that thing. So now it's nighttime, and Martine is just like, he's shaking a shaker behind the bar. Very aggressive. He's like dancing. But he's like, yes, this is Martine's time to show off. Yes. And everyone's getting dressed, and Dorinda is in her room, and she is just lost, and she's trying to find her clothes behind all these futuristic closet doors, and she keeps opening and closing and opening and closing. She's like,
hey, my guy, where's my necklaces? There's got to be a necklace closet. I love a necklace closet. Is it this icy bathroom? Okay, I need to remember that. I'm going to mark that down right in my brain. I'm never going to forget where the bathroom is. Oh, my God, there's a necklace. Where's the bathroom? I got to pee. Damn it.
This room is making me feel crazy. And you can't remember which one you opened, and you open another one. You find yourself opening the same door five times, and I want to take all my clothes out and put them on the floor. I think this room,
hates me. And I love that.
So Ramona is at the table and she's like, oh my God, where is everybody? I'm on time. Okay. Nobody else is here. It's not fair. You tell me I'm late. Look who's not there. It's me. Ramona. Where's everybody? Oh my God. Just go back to your room already. Yeah. Jesus Christ. You were on time one time.
So Kristen joins. Ramona's like, you know what? I'm just in a bitchy mood because Luann yelled at me for half an hour about being late. And now it's 7:10 and she's keeping me waiting. Right? So then Dorinda shows up and everyone's just getting dressed. And Luann's like, tonight's my night. And I wanted to make something very impressive for my dinner. Très bien. Seafood tower. We're going to play a little game. Then I wanted the table to look gorgeous. And if Ramona pulled through, then maybe there'll even be some eligible bachelors for me, Luann.
Oh, really? You know what? You know what you're eligible for? A ticket for being late, okay? Because you're late. And I was on time. And you yelled at me for being late, Luann. Okay?
And it's like, oh, au revoir, toilette. Do you know this word? Toilette.
I don't know, but it sounds like Lindsay. Well, Lindsay, she's talking to you.
Her name is Kristen. I had to poop.
And so then we cut to Martin standing outside of her door, listening as the flush happens, which is so weird. I'm not really sure.
It's a French flush, though. So it's like, bonjour. So now they're all toasting to a wonderful time together, and Kelly joins them at the table, and Sonia's like, are we sticky? It feels sticky here.
Oh, we're very sticky, yeah.
Well, by the way, Sonia Rita, I'm sorry we made you cry today, but when you cry, we laugh, so need a little chuckle here and there.
Oh, that's fine. I just don't want you to think I don't love you more than other people, and, you know, other people have ulterior motives, and, you know, that's it. And that's why I don't leave my house, because people are like, hi, you're so beautiful. Can I have a picture? Hi, I love you. Can you get me into this party? You know how it goes.
No. You don't? You don't have people like that in your life?
Not really. Oh, Sonia, I'm so sorry you have so many bloodsuckers in your life.
She goes, you don't?
She's like, nope.
Which I thought was hilarious, because Luann, you don't know the other bloodsuckers, because you are a bloodsucker. You are that person. We've heard stories of Luann from friends in LA, like, oh, so Luann said that she would hang out, which is weird. I was like, do you know her? No. But then she asked me to take her to a yoga class, so I did, and then she just kind of had me pay for it. And then she asked me for lunch, so I took her to lunch, and then she had me pay for that. I was like, are you sensing a pattern here? She's like, but it's so exciting. It was Luann. I'm like, yeah. Stop answering your phone.
So Kelly turns to Luann and goes, you know what? I need to go out with you more. Like, now that you're drinking a little bit, like, now we can actually socialize. And Luann's like, oh, well, thanks a lot. No, I mean, like, we can go outside. Like, not just, like, dinner. She goes, well, you know, because now I drink on occasion. That's my new line. But yeah, but, like, anyone can have, like, a steak. But, like, you always go out with friends. Like I want to do more with you, Luann. Like, we should do more.
Yeah, and we don't really know what she's getting at, because it's really weird. That's... Like, she has a thing against dinner, okay? Which is a Kelly thing to say, right?
Yeah,
like,
well, she's a model.
It's really weird. But she has a thing against dinner. She does not want to go to dinner. So Luann's like, well, Kelly, I love you. So you want to go there?
Let's go there! How many times have you invited me to the Rangers game?
What?
It was like, wait, what? Rangers games? Hockey? What?
I laughed out loud at that. What the fuck?
What?
So she goes, well, how many?
And Kelly's like, I'm not allowed to. That's why. I'm not allowed to invite anyone to the Rangers game. So, I mean, whatever. I'm just not allowed.
But you go to the Rangers game all the time. She goes, and then Sonia, I don't, did you hear this in the background? Sonia goes, oh, I know all the Rangers. Did you hear her say that in the background, Sonia? I know all the Rangers. They don't even acknowledge it because she's so like Sonia. I know. Yeah, I'm friends with all of them. Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, all the Rangers. I'm friends with them.
So Luann's like, well, you know I'm dying to go. She says, listen, I asked and they said no, Luann. Okay, stop being weird.
Okay, I'm the only one who's allowed to go use the tickets. She says, oh, really? They said no to me, Countess Luanne de Lesseps, cabaret star? I said no to everybody, period. She's like, well, you've always said we'll go to the Rangers game and we'll go double date with your boyfriend. Guess what's never happened? Rangers, double date, who's your boyfriend? I don't even know at this point. How dare you?
Well, Luanne, they're not even my tickets to give out. And they're just like, well, why do you want to go to a Rangers game? Who goes to hockey? And also,
my man's like, I'll tell you who goes to hockey. Hot guys.
By the way, I wish we never get any context about Kelly and Rangers games. Does she have season tickets? Does she know someone who gives her season tickets? Does she have a friend at the organization? We never really understand. We just know that she gets to go to these games a lot, but she's not in control of the ticket. So Luann's like, listen, you can't just blurt out I want to spend more time with you and then not invite me to the Rangers game, okay? Because if I'm going to get my teeth blown out by something, it better either be a cock or a puck. You know what I'm saying?
So who's Scott Littner? That's her boyfriend. So Scott Littner, Kelly Bensimon's boyfriend, Scott Littner. Let's see who he is. Scott Littner advises Spalding leadership and staff on the fundraising strategies and donor engagement activities that support life-changing work of Spalding. Oh, damn it. I can't click on LinkedIn.
He's someone rich who has. Okay, if these are his tickets, I guarantee that Kelly can say, hey, I want to take my girlfriend Luann out to a hockey game. Can I use your tickets? And if it's a boyfriend who's like of a decent, like even like base level boyfriend, he'll say, sure. Sure, I'll let you take those tickets.
Now, I cannot click on LinkedIn because it was making me so crazy. And let's face it, I don't work. So I was like, why do I have LinkedIn? So I canceled it and got it off my phone. And now when I click, it says, you have to sign into LinkedIn. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. So here's the blurb I'm seeing from Google, from LinkedIn. Scott Littner's post. Ticket to the New York Rangers versus Columbus Blue Jackets game on February 28th, inclusive of food and beverage.
Oh, so he sells them.
Do you think
them.
That means he's posting about it? And then it says, on another post, it says, ticket in a private suite for players, inclusive of complimentary food and beverage to the New York Rangers.
Does he have
a
box?
So what's going on?
Does he have a box? It sounds like at the very least, he's like reselling his tickets. So maybe like if he can't use them, he sells them. And so if he's telling Kelly, oh no, you can't use this ticket because I've got to sell it, then you're
maybe fundraising. Because I think he's super rich. I don't know.
If you're rich enough to have the tickets, you're rich enough to let your girlfriend invite her friend. So either way, Kelly's like, Luann only wants to go to the Rangers game with me to meet a guy. And if she was like, oh, I want to hang out with you on a Tuesday, that would be amazing. But it's not. Which I can see Kelly having a point there. But also, if considering that Kelly's not willing to hang out with Luann if it's only for dinner, then that's, of course, then Luann's not going to invite you to that either, ma'am.
Well, how is using somebody the same thing as not wanting to go eat?
Well, no, meaning that like Kelly's like, listen, like she only wants to hang out with me so she can go to a Rangers game. She doesn't want to hang out with me just to hang out. But then like Kelly just said, ugh, now that you're drinking again, we can actually go out, which means that like Kelly was unwilling to go just get a meal with Luann.
Well, yeah, it is much different with like go out people when you're like, oh my God, I have to sit there sober with people. I mean, I go out with totally different people.
I mean, you know? What this really speaks to is how like flimsy this relationship is, that Kelly thinks worst of Luann and Luann thinks the worst of Kelly. And that's all coming to a head in the Rangers game.
Well, it's actually kind of explained to us as we go, but I just keep needing to like talk. I don't know why, but I'm like, she really hates dinner. She's just like, okay, well, if we don't have to go to dinner, then that's fine. We can go out and not just have dinner. It's like, it's so weird to just go to dinner. Like, why does everybody go to dinner? Why do I have to do that? Like, why that's the only thing?
But also
I want to go to dinner. But like, Kelly is obsessed with dinner.
But also the other thing is that like what we find out, what emerges over the course of the next two episodes is that like, yes, Luann probably does want to go to the Rangers game or does want to hang out with Kelly just to go to the Rangers game. But also, it sounds like Kelly has dangled the Ranger game to Luann. She's like, we got to go to a Rangers game. So you can't say we got to go to a Rangers game and then get upset when someone's like, when are we going to go to that Rangers game? You know?
Right. Well, that's what we find out, right? Is that it turns out that Kelly is always saying, hey, you know what we should do? We should hang out. I'll take you to a Rangers game one time. But then she never follows through or asks Luann. She's just one of those people it's very LA, right? Like, that's a stereotype of LA where you see someone and you're like, oh my God, we should do lunch.
Yes.
And then you never hear from that person again. But every time you see them, they act like your best friends and insist that you go to lunch. But then when you text them, they never text you back.
Right. And that's what Kelly does. But then she does it while simultaneously, you know, flaunting her access to something really cool. So Luann's like, oh, I would like to go to that hockey game. Now, remind me, is hockey the game where you throw the football through the basketball hoop? God, I love that sport.
Okay, so now they get oysters, and we're waiting for this big Ramona scene because we see a clip of Ramona eating an oyster, where she's like, oh, yeah, oyster. And, you know, just being disgusting with an oyster and saying, oysters are an aphrodisiac, okay? Wink. But then they can't eat the oysters that way because they're not that kind of oysters.
Or they're just like not properly prepared or something. Were they not properly prepared? So they couldn't.
They said
slide
they're
out?
Too deep.
That means that they were not
in there, so they don't slide out.
No, they still could have eaten them. I think it means that whoever prepared the oysters did not go in with a knife and get under it. So either way, they can't slurp it for whatever reason. It's a mystery, okay? So Martine holds a chair open pulls a chair out for Ramona. And she's like, whoa, Martine, you're such a gentleman. Your mother taught you well. Guess what? I'm actually a mother, but you'd be surprised because my daughter looks older than me. Isn't that crazy? Wow. And Luann is just like, wow, look at all this turquoise lighting. It's like my entire jewelry collection is under this table. This is all for me. All for me, Countess Luann, a cabaret singer and music recording artist who's not invited to Rangers games.
All right, girls, look under your plates. It's a game. This time there's questions. It's like, all right, here we go. God forbid anybody have a fucking conversation on these shows. So Dorinda's like, well, okay, everybody, you know, just know that we don't have a signed seat, so it's nothing personal. So when someone says, what's your name? It doesn't mean you, Kristen. Okay, so don't take it that way.
By the way, as games go, I like this game because this game had questions that were kind of like relevant to the show and the experience, as opposed to like, have you ever done anal while in an elevator? So Kelly's question comes up first. What's something that you weren't honest about on Real Housewives that you can be honest about now? And she's like, okay, well, when I was first on the Housewives, I was dating someone and I was in a bad situation. So I decided not to talk about it. And instead of coming out and telling you guys and the fans that I was going through this and need help to navigate it, I kept it to myself. And after Scary Island, I was dating a guy and I broke up with him because I didn't want people to say, you're a crazy person. So yeah, that's my
story. She didn't want people to say, oh my God, now you're just with a crazy person. Because everyone crazy thought person. I was crazy after Scary Island, right. You know? And Ramona's like, oh, he knew who you were? She goes, yeah. And Luann says, forget the guys. From watching the show, what about you made you think that people thought you were crazy? I love that Kelly is like, that show ruined me because everybody thought I was crazy. And they're like, yes. Why do you think that people thought you were crazy, Kelly? Let's delve into that.
Why do you think? Did you look at that and say, oh, I may have overreacted? Sort of like the way you may have overreacted when you shunned me from a Rangers game? She goes, well, I was disappointed that I didn't really stand up for myself and be like, this is not happening. I'm not going to do this. It's like, yeah, but you did it on two trips. Everyone talks about Scary Island, but also there was Morocco too.
Oh, and there will be this trip.
Let's
be honest.
Right now, yeah, let's face it.
So Sonia is like, well, you did freak out when the goodie bags came out. And then we see a clip of Kelly freaking out when she sees the terrible clip art at her door. And Sonia's like, you were just crying in your room. I mean, what was that? She goes, I was like, you know what? This is not cool. Like, we're on a TV show. Like, we're not on a TV show because, like, it's an advertorial. But now it's an advertorial. Like, that's just, like, not cool. Aquafora.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, well, Luann, remember you got upset today when Kelly brought all those gifts out? And like, and we see a flashback of Luann muttering, I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, give us a gift and shut the fuck up. It's like you have to open it. No, my eggs a la Francaise are getting gold.
Oh, by the way, that's not what look a gift horse in the mouth means, but okay. So then we see, then we cut back, and Sonia's like, but that wasn't an ad. And Kelly's like, no, that's just me being generous. So that was me saying, like, look, here are all the great brands I'm obsessed with. You know what I mean? Like, in this case, I couldn't put myself in a bag and give myself to Kristen, you know, because that would be a brand that she would be obsessed with. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, like, certain brands that, like, I thought you'd like. So, like, I bought them, and then I, like, put them in a bag. Like, I already had them.
It's nice to see that no matter what cast is of Roni is on screen, they're still going to fight about the gifts in a gift bag and suspicion of ulterior motives. So, yeah. Dorinda's like, okay, all right, my question. Okay. Who has changed the most since being on the show? And you know who I think has changed the most? Because I'm just going to use this as a way to try to, like, bring up a really painful part of her life, but try to do it in a way that sounds like it's a compliment. Kristen! You know what? Since, you know, your children grew up, you had small children.
Yeah, I mean, and then you were fired on this show so long ago. Your kids are grown up. I mean, what, are they old people now? I mean, dinosaurs have stopped existing since Kristen was fired. It's been that long since Kristen was fired from the show. So after everything you had to go through. Do you even remember? Do you have a memory, or do you have to watch it in black and white? I mean, is it a talk even?
I always say when people get fired from their jobs, that causes them to change. And so Kristen obviously had to change the most because she's the only one who actually got fired in this group. You know what I'm saying? So then Luann's like, huh, well, what did Kristen Tickman go through? Pray tell. And so Sonia's like, oh, well, her husband was on Dolly Madison.
Yeah, that's really hard, but I do love her music. You know, can't really falter there.
The one's like, I don't even know what that is.
And she's like, well, it's where married people date the married people. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just saying. And Dorinda's like, okay, Sonia, look at Sonia. I had no idea when I said Kristen had changed that this would turn into Sonia slut-shaming her husband. But go off, Sonia. So she's like, listen, my bankruptcy was on the cover of the New York Times, so I know what it's like. I've been through a lot of shit, too, on this show. You know, Jill brought that up with me, so...
I mean, I remember when they brought up my bankruptcy at a, you know, session of Joint Congress. It was just a very pressing thing, and to have the president mention it at the State of the Union, it's just a lot to have to go through, having the entire nation's eyeballs on your thing. So I understand what Kristen went through, just on a larger scale, for me, of course.
Someone bringing up someone else's most painful moment just to brag that they also had a painful moment, and theirs was on the cover of the New York Times. I mean, it's just so this show.
So Kristen's like, hitting bankruptcy is a little different than what we're talking about. Just saying, And so then Dorinda's like, ah, yeah, I'm starting to sense some pain coming from Kristen. Let's explore this. So then the producer asks Sonia, by the way, do you know that it's called Ashley Madison, not Dolly Madison? Sonia's like, well, whatever it is, because, you know, Dolly Madison was, and they put it on screen, Dolly Madison was was James Madison's wife or something, former first lady, which I would love, by the way. I would have loved it if the name of a cheating site was just named after a random old first lady. I think that's kind of fun.
Barbara Bush. For you come Lady to Bird unload John. on, you know, college students. It's like, what the hell?
Lady Bird Johnson, for when you want to sleep around.
So Kristen's like, oh my God, let's just get it out of the way, because I know these women are going to be asking me about Dolly Madison or about Ashley Madison. Like, just bring it up already. So Dorinda's like, oh my God, I didn't know it was called Dolly Madison. Was it Ashley? Well, that just sounds dirty. I mean, Dolly Madison sounded okay. Ashley sounds like a stripper.
You know what, Kristen? Marriages go through shit. You know, sometimes people get fired from their jobs many, many years ago. Sometimes if like a wife is super annoying, the husband may cheat on her, things like that. But you didn't get divorced, because a lot of us got divorced, but you don't have standards for yourself. So congratulations to you.
She's like, oh my God, Dorinda, seriously? Thank you so much for saying that, Dorinda. Honestly, and you know what? Like, you were the only one who reached out to me and was like, I'm so sorry about that. And she goes, I did? She goes, yeah, it was so sweet. You said, like, I don't even care about what's going on. I'm just thinking of you at the time.
Oh, I don't think that was me.
It was you. It was the nicest thing.
Yeah, I think I was trying to send that to someone named Josh. I'm not really sure.
Oh, well, I kind of...
I'm pretty sure I was trying to reach out to Carson Kressley, but I think I must have had Kristen Takeman instead. Sorry.
So Kristen's saying, like, you know... She's like, you know what? Like, we got off on the wrong foot with this vacation, but like, maybe I'm happy she brought this up because like, Dorinda and I could like be really getting back on the right track. So, and then Kristen goes, and by the way, I'm still the only one who's married. And they're all like, kudos to that. Kudos to that.
Bitch. Tomatoes, tomatoes. I'll ask her again later. So
I know
that's basically
Kristen
it.
Thought like, she okay, got
we still don't like that answer.
Yeah, we will still torture you with this until you cry, basically.
So now Ramona is like, "Whoa, you know what? It's my turn. What's the worst thing a man did to you? Oh my god. Okay, here's the worst thing that a man did to me. Okay, one time I was on a date with this man, and he took me to a gas station, and then he pulled over." And then he asked for my credit card so we could get the gas. That is the worst thing that ever happened to me. You know what? And unfortunately, it was my father. And I was 12 years old. And I said, Dad, you can't do that to me. And then it's reminded me of that ever since. And that's why I will never pump gas for a man. Okay, you have been left by a man who was fucking somebody. Who was fucking nanny. Like the nanny. Well, they didn't have a nanny. A nanny. In your home that you purchased. What are you saying the worst thing is that somebody asked you to pay for gas?
Yeah, it was a terrible, terrible time paying for gas. I've never been more offended, okay? And Luann's like, well, I would have asked him to buy me a pack of cigarettes and take it off. So she goes, you know what? And then a week later, I made him a beautiful dinner because, yes, I still decided to still see him. And he goes, Ramona, when you invite me somewhere, you pay. So guess what? I had Avery... in her, the wisdom of her old age, write a text so that way I could break up with him on right after Father's Day, okay? So yeah, you know, now I know how I should be treated, and each and every one of us is special, and we should only be loved by a special man or woman or whatever you go, whatever gender neutral thing you do, okay? Modern words and pronouns, okay?
It could be a woman, it could be a man, it could be a goat, because it might as well be, like, men and men are together, women and women.
Okay, Ramona, wrap it up. You were sounding progressive there.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. You know what? You want to marry a goat, go for it. That's it. I'm just not going to pump the goat's gas, right?
So now the producers are like, well, it's 10 p.m., send in the men. So this lineup of men walking.
Can I ask you a question? I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but was it Ramona's nanny that Mario was sleeping with? Because I said it's not her nanny, it's a nanny, but maybe it was her nanny. I mean, this was a long time ago,
remember.
Right?
It may have been a nanny in the Hamptons. May not have been their nanny.
I don't remember, damn it. Sorry, everybody, if I got it wrong.
But it was been a long scandalous time. Story. It was a real big splash. So now the guys walk in. It's like 10 guys who look bored and scared and are like, this $50 we're getting better be worth it. So Luann's like, oh, look, man, they better be single. Yeah. And everyone's like, no. Yeah, 10 guys. Okay, let's get them in here. I'm single and ready to mingle. Okay.
This is so awkward. This is very Lindsay Lohan Beach Club, where it's like, okay, your job is to serve drinks and then fuck the guests. Yes. Like, whoa, 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 what? So this is very that, and these guys show up like, please pick me so I can get a bonus, but also, please don't pick me.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, my God. What am I doing with my life? Please.
They will not, like, even sit down on the chairs. They don't even want to engage in that way. And they're just like, listen, I'm thinking some hunky guys are going to show up. But these guys, I mean, they're cute as, but they're cute as can be. But did their mothers bring them over? Do they need to be home by midnight? They're like little babies, huh? So they're like, then one guy goes up to Luann and goes, you are very handsome. And she's like, mercy, I haven't been called handsome in quite a while. I mean, that is quite hilarious that he would call me a verifiable music star handsome. But excuse me, sir, just so you know, handsome is for men. Beautiful is for me. Okay, you want to try that again from the top?
Like, beautiful.
Good. Good job. Good job.
Me? Beautiful?
3, 2, 1. Hit it, boys.
Like, okay. So then... She Sonia sees this and she goes, wait a minute, why are you flirting with him? I'm the one who invited him, right, everybody? And then we see a clip on the beach of Sonia talking to this guy who was DJing, right? And she's like, you should come to our house later. And now this guy ends up being, you know, kidnapped and bound and gagged and shoved to this house.
Yeah.
It's like, and oh my God, that was you.
The guys are all clumped together and the girls are all clumped together. It's like a middle school dance. And Kristen's like randomly talking to the guys, just trying to be friendly. And she's like, why am I the one that's talking to these guys? Like, I'm the only one who's married. Still married. I'm like, Kristen, you better be careful. Okay, you are still married, but the more you announce that on reality TV, the lower your chances are of staying in that status.
Well, enjoy flirting with Kristen, everybody. She's the youngest, but her firing's the oldest, so she's got that.
So Dorinda's like, how'd you guys all gather and find this place? And they're like, oh, yeah, we all work together. She goes, oh, really?
They will kill my family if I do not come.
That's fair. So they all work at Le Petit Plage. And they are all miserable. And there's one guy who's just like so miserable. He just like, they're like, so how was your day? He's like, fine. He's like so unhappy to be here right now. And then it turns out to be their waiter in the next episode.
So they're trying to make small talk with these guys. They don't really speak English that well. And they don't want to be there. And they seem terrified. And the ladies, to be fair, seem the same way. They're like, why would they bring us children to fuck on television? Seriously? Even I have limits, you know? So they're talking about how good... Kelly's talking about how smooth Luann is. Just look at her. And Luann's like, well, it's nice that you came to say, hello, is it me you're looking for? Dun, dun, dun. Because I see it in your eyes. Like, oh my God, please. Please.
Oh, yeah. So then Sonia's talking to Maxime. She's like, oh, so you're 28. So you have a driver's license, right? He's like, yeah, I've had it for like 9 years now. Wow.
Whoa. Sonia, I can't believe she asked that of you. I mean, of course you have a driver's license, right? Okay, well, this is a real great conversation going on here. Unfortunately, 20-year-olds are like my son's age, so they're off limits to me, or at least that's what I'm going to say publicly on record.
And so we find out it's one guy's birthday, and Dorinda's like, oh my God, 31? Thank God we broke 30. There's one person here older than my daughter. Happy birthday, baby, all right? And then Luann's like,
happy birthday.
As she's doing her jazzy thing.
Happy birthday.
She's sort of doing a mix between classic happy birthday and Stevie Wonder happy birthday. Because, you know, Stevie Wonder's like, happy birthday, happy birthday. She's like,
happy birthday, dear Richie.
They've also added, she's also learned how to add a little vibrato into it, which is very funny. Like all these years of doing cabaret, finally she's learned to go, happy birthday to ya.
Is someone starting up an old car? So the women are all, of course, making fun of her because this is what she always does. And you know what? That's Luann. The deeper the better. No pun intended.
You know what we need? We need some dance music and potentially some Rangers tickets. Come on, let's hit it, boys.
Let's dance again. Let's transition dance into the next scene again.
If it couldn't get more awkward, now they're making them dance, okay? It is so embarrassing to watch this. The guys are so pained. And Simona's like, you know what? You have long hair. You should be the pirate because we're on this television show and one of the famous things was me eating oysters. But since you don't look like an oyster, I'm going to do another funny thing, which is when Luann fucked a pirate in the garden. So go put on this pirate outfit and Luann's going to fuck you in a garden. He's like, okay. So he does and he comes out and they kind of do some flirting things and Luann's like, wow. The pirate's even a little young for me. I'm not sure that I...
I mean, he's no Johnny Depp, okay? This guy looks younger than the pirate 10 years ago.
You know what? Luann loved this new pirate. Like, just see, I could see the way that she was looking at him. Like, he was like, darling, come to the boudoir. I mean, that's what she was saying, okay? Because she's a slut. And Sonia's like, Luann's not going to go for this pirate. It's too squeak. She's too squeaky clean and too youthful. She wants a dirty pirate. The kind of pirate that'll fuck you in a garden, basically. And I just don't think this guy looks like he's plundered a lot of booties in any way on any sort of vessel.
So Luann's like, wow, these guys are sweet, but they're past their bedtime. But we've still got 5 days to go. Am I right, girls?
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Real Housewives of New York Legacy.
There's a lot of abbreviations for this one. This one's R-H-U-G-T-R-H-O-N-Y.
It's a lot.
L-G-C-Y?
It's a big acronym. Such a good show. I mean, I kind of think that Bravo maybe messed up a little bit. They should have, because their original plan was that Ronin Legacy would be its own show. I mean, branding-wise, that's such a strange thing to do. But, like, seeing just the chemistry with this cast is just so, it's just so good.
I don't mean to be ornery and disagreeing. I'm completely the opposite. I enjoy it. Like, of course, I'm laughing my ass off. But I'm like, this is all they needed. Was this vacation. I don't need another season of this. Like, it's just, to me, it's just a lot of like,
I can't wait to fuck some young guys.
And suddenly being like, you know, I'm a young guy. Like, to me, it's just the same thing as ever. And I'm like, you know, I think it was a good idea to reboot, but I hope that they do some more girls trips with these chicks. Group.
Maybe that's like the answer. Nice,
but you know, I'm a big fan of a short season anyway.
Right.
Like, I love a good 12-episode season of something. So
I mean, I think maybe that's the answer. And I think that maybe when they shoot these shows that film for 1 week or even 2 weeks, like the case like Winter House, which may be 3 weeks, they kind of have to like squeeze every drop out of it. And maybe with like a proper season, it would not be as much like, I just need a man. But they kind of have to rely on that content because this is like all they got out of 1 week. But either way, regardless, I think these women are so funny when they're together. I think that it's just like that banter that comes from people who've just known each other for years and who have such uneasy relationships with each other, who have constant access to grind, who have egos. It's just great. It just hits my pleasure spots. So. Anyway.
Well, this is your favorite, it's my too. Favorite. This you know New what? York is it's your old school favorite.
It's my favorite, yeah. Okay? So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back with a recap of the third episode. Just keep an eye on your feeds. Be sure to subscribe. And we'll catch you in the next one, okay? Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.